The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, "See, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him and heed his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sin. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all that I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. My angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will wipe them out." The word of the Lord. The Lord has put his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, "My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. For he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler and from the destroying pestilence. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. His faithfulness is a buckler and a shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the devastating plague at noon. The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. For no evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they may guard you in all your ways. The Lord will put his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child of this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, of course, we celebrate the Feast of Guardian Angels. And I know in my life, throughout my life, my guardian angel has been with me to protect me and lead me, guide me, and I could tell stories after stories, which I have, but not today. But the big thing is we hear from the first reading today that God says, "I am sending my angel before you to guard you on your way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him and heed his voice." So this isn't a pious tradition. This isn't something that's nice. This is what God says, that he's given us our angels to guide us, and we need to listen to them. So that means we need to have, again, a listening heart. When we listen to God in scriptures, when we listen to God in prayer, then we can hear when our angel's trying to teach us something and guide us somewhere. If we're not hearing our angel, we're not listening enough. So the question is, do I listen to my angel? Do I heed him? And if the answer is, "I think you're nuts, Father," well, we have some listening to do. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.